Think like a child. Children are naturally creative. Unfortunately, we lose some of this creativity as we grow up. We lose our curiosity and forget to daydream and play. When we forget to have fun, we forget to be creative. By remembering how to think like a child, we activate our creativity. While it may seem counterintuitive, thinking like a child will make living as an adult easier and more enjoyable. Module 9, Slide 2. Daydream. Everyone daydreams. It is natural. As children, many of us are taught that daydreaming is a waste of time that distracts us from important activities. Daydreaming, however, is actually a useful tool that the mind needs. Biologically, the act of daydreaming is similar to dreaming or meditating. It shifts the parts of our brain being used and aids both in relaxation and alleviating monotony. Occasionally, allowing the mind to wander can actually increase productivity as people clear their minds and refocus. Additionally, daydreams connect us with our goals and desires. They inspire us to act on our dreams because we have already pictured them as reality. While daydreaming is useful, it is important not to go overboard. Allow yourself small chunks of time, 15 minutes maximum, to daydream. The point is to allow yourself a break so that you can activate creativity and return to work with better focus. Be curious. We have already spent an entire module addressing the importance of curiosity. It will be easier for us to reignite our curiosity when we remember the time in our lives when we are the most curious. Childhood. The world is a marvelous place for children who regularly ask why or how. Familiar questions include, why is the sky blue? And how does it work? A certain joy comes from asking questions and pursuing their answers. Children are not afraid to ask questions because they believe that they can find the answers. Adults often discourage this type of questioning, but discouragement only hinders creativity. Activate your curiosity by considering what interests you and why some things work while others do not. Ask questions like a child would, and you will find your curiosity increasing. Play games. We all need to take more time to play, and games are the perfect way to connect with our inner child. People enjoy games, which is why the number of games available for smartphones keeps increasing. Games are useful motivators that keep our minds sharp and improve our creativity. Making games a part of our daily routine will inspire and motivate us to reach our goals. We have already discussed using gamification to motivate work, but this should not be the only game that you play. It is important to participate in a variety of games to stimulate different thought processes. For example, chess teaches logic and strategy. Video games are tied to increased creativity, and puzzle games are known to improve mental function. Try different games until you find the ones that appeal to you. If you do not enjoy a game, you are not likely to play it. Experiment. Children are fascinated when they encounter something new. As adults, however, our fascination is more likely to be hesitation. Adults develop routines and safe zones. Part of taking risks and living creatively, however, requires us to experiment and try new things. Trying something new prevents boredom and forces us to grow and expand our horizons. Rather than getting stuck in a safe, controlled environment, learn to say yes to new experiences. This is not an excuse to be reckless and make bad decisions. It is simply a reminder that there is always more to experience in life. Experiment with new food. Go to places you don't normally frequent. Take classes and meet new people. You will not enjoy everything you try, but you will never be bored, and you may discover new inspiration to spark your creativity. Case study. Darla was a bookkeeper who never varied from her routine. She kept the same schedule, drove the same routes, ate the same food, and talked to the same people every day. As boring as her life was, Darla was uncomfortable with the idea of change. For her New Year's resolution, she decided to try something new and indulge her creative side. She took dance lessons, which she was always afraid to try. After a few weeks, she discovered that she enjoyed dancing and she was better at it than she thought she would be. Additionally, she met new people in the group and they would go out after their lesson. One of her new friends owned an art gallery and was looking for a bookkeeper. Darla believed that she was ready for another change. What is a misconception about daydreaming? It is a waste of time. Everyone daydreams. Daydreams are useful. They connect with goals and desires.